Hi, I'm Bridget Kendrick.
And I'm Anne Clark.
And we're here in the centre of Leatherhead on the coronation day.
Well, we're just really excited to have an opportunity to come together in Leatherhead and show what a really vibrant and exciting community we are, and how we're all like supporting this like momentous event.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely a momentous event, and the rain doesn't seem to dampen people's spirits.
It doesn't. I think everybody likes a party, and I know Leatherhead likes a party because I've been involved in organising.
Leatherhead does. They do really like to have a little bit of a party, don't they?
Yes, we do. We do. And this is, I think this is my fourth event I've organised in Leatherhead. I was involved in the original carnival, but you couldn't miss the coronation, no, could you?
Yeah, so when did you start organising the party?
We first, Anne and I, talked about this way back in December. And throughout January, we worked with other people, Joe Slater, Kieran Bim Robinson, lots of people have come together. And Mole Valley District Council created a grant, which as Cabinet Member of Finance, I helped allocate. So we used that, and we've used that really wisely to have bands, live music, support the Leatherhead Dog Show with a vintage bus, Leatherhead Community Hub with a live, you know, watching it live as a community. So we've done lots of things and used that money really well to help celebrate the coronation.
Absolutely. So this is a special budget that was given to you, for the coronation then?
Yeah, it's a budget. We're also fundraising as well. The community have really helped us. The local businesses have got involved with gifts and things for the children's fancy dress parade and the raffle that we're doing.
Yeah, those sort of last minute things that maybe you didn't really think about, and then suddenly something crops up. So
like the rain.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can't control the weather, can we?
So what we did is we actually, you know, Anne and the team looked at it and they moved the stage in a bit more, turned it around so the performers are now under the Swan Centre, under the cover. So there's a nice and dry place to listen to the music and dance and have fun.
And the Swan Centre has been amazing.
So yeah, we talked about the coronation, but Surrey Day is coming up, and that's the chance to celebrate the County of Surrey. So I wonder, start with you, Bridget, what's the best thing about Leatherhead for you, would you say?
For me, it's such a beautiful market town. Be able to walk alongside the River Mole, see the openness that, you know, we protected, not just the green belt, the outstanding natural beauty, walking along up to Box Hill, having shops and brilliant restaurants on the doorsteps, being able to commute easily to London for a lot of us. I mean, it's incredible. I love it.
Leatherhead person, I like the atmosphere. I know a lot of people here in Leatherhead, and you know, they all know who I am.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah. It's a really nice community, isn't it?
You can't walk down the high street without bumping into somebody you know.
Yeah, especially in Shafe, you'll definitely say that, wouldn't you? You know, you always meet someone you know in Leatherhead.
I always do, Everybody knows Shafe.
Yeah. So what's the best thing for you about Leatherhead?
I think it's just, I live quite close to the town centre, and I just find the convenience of it all. I think it's a lovely place to live. I chose to live here. And I get rather cross with people who say it's not such a good place, because I think it's a marvellous place to live. And I think we've got everything, you've got the beautiful Surrey Hills.
You've got all sorts of things happening in Leatherhead. It's a very vibrant community.
It's a really vibrant community, and it's close to others. We've got Dorking, you know, even Ashtead. You've got places which are nearer London, further away. Different sizes market towns, some more modern, you know. It's a real getting more and more diverse, and equally we've got Denbys, we've got a vineyard down here. I mean, come on, it's better than France.
Hi there, my name's Ben Wall. I'm one of the councillors for Leatherhead North,
and you're one of the youngest councillors, I believe.
21 years old, yeah, so I think I'm definitely the youngest on the council this year in Mole Valley.
Okay, and what was it that made you want to get involved in, you know, the council and become a councillor?
So I came back from university, and the first thing I had was a problem with banking in the local community. Leatherhead has lost all of its major banks in the last sort of 5-6 years, and so the first thing I thought about was, where can I go banking? And I realised I had to drive 40 minutes to use the bank, and it's just terrible. So I thought, how can I, improve on this?
So you found a problem and you thought, right, what can we do about it? And then it sort of came to you to, you know, get involved in, you know, local council.
Yeah, so I went and I found out who my councillors were. I had a chat with them, and they said that I should get involved.
Okay, brilliant. What was the process like, becoming a councillor? How do you do that?
Yeah, so you speak to a lot of people, knock on a lot of doors. you try and, you know, work out what's going on. You articulate the problems that people have, you know, given to you.
And what sort of things, I mean, you've been doing a lot of door knocking leading up to the elections. What sort of things are people sort of raising as problems in the area?
I mean, as local problems, people, there's a lot of kind of areas that need development that don't seem to have been developed, and really working hard on that. Potholes are
I remember the potholes.
There's also ULEZ has become an issue, though, even though we're outside of the ULEZ zone, it's become an issue for commuters who commute through.
This is the low emission zone that's coming in. That's going to be a big problem, I think, for people around here, particularly if you're sort of crossing over the border to get to work, you know. For you then, elected as a councillor, is that sort of your full-time job, or do you have other things you do as well?
So I'm still writing my master's thesis at the moment, so I've got to hand that in September. But then a day later, I'm starting my first job up in London in the city, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I won't have a huge amount of time on my hands.
What is it you love most about being part of your local council?
It's really just the kind of the people you meet, the doors you knock on, the you have access to a lot of things as a councillor, and you get a lot more information, and you're able to then tell people what's going on when people ask questions.
Yeah, and I mean, where would you want to go from here? I mean, is there kind of a political career?
I really haven't thought that far ahead. A couple of people, you know, you do get that question reasonably often, especially when you're 21. But at the moment, I haven't gone that far. So.
Just enjoying the moment and being elected. Okay, and for you then, what is the best thing about Surrey? We have Surrey Day coming up. What's the best thing about this part of the world for you?
It has to be the green space. There's just an enormous amount of green space. Having lived in North London before for university, I love North London, but it's not green, and the air quality is definitely not the same. You know, you get off the train in Surrey and you know you're in Surrey.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And if anybody, you know, is inspired and thinking they want to get involved in local politics, become a councillor, I mean, what would your sort of advice be?
Email them. It's the best way. I mean, one of the leaflets had a QR code. I used the QR code. I emailed our local parliamentary candidate, Chris Coughlan, and then also emailed our councillors. And I got involved.
Hi, so it's Ted Smith from Yorkshire Mary's Morrisman. We just finished doing our session here at the Swan Centre for the coronation.
Brilliant. And how long have you been doing this sort of thing?
Well, it must be at least 35, 36 years.
How did you first get into it?
I stopped playing football and cricket, fancied doing something, and I thought it's a bit of traditional England, so it'd be a bit of a laugh. And it is a laugh to do it as well. You're keeping up old traditions.
Football.
Used to play football, yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
I've seen you down at the Running Horse pub.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we go down the Running Horse. We were down there the other Thursday with belly funk. So a bit of a fusion between Morris dancing and belly dancing.
Oh, wow. I bet that sounds fascinating.
It's really, but they're real good laughs. The girls are a real good laugh. So it's a good old fusion.
Yeah. Brilliant. So, you must be pretty busy with all the bank holidays, the coronation, and this time of year. Busy time of year for you?
This is our time of year, really, in all honesty. We practice through the winter, from September onwards, and then when it gets to this time of year, we're out and about here and there. We're up on Box Hill at 5 o'clock in the morning on May Day. Yeah, that's right, which we always do. And, of course, St George's Day. Morris really has taken a bit of an upturn lately. There's lots and lots of women's side and border sides, but our style of dancing is known as Cotswold Morris, and that seems to be slightly on the wane, so we're flying the flag for that.
Yeah. And, the roots of Morris dancing go back generations, don't they?
They're pre-Christian. Some of the figures in the dance kind of emulate what used to happen in village life. Some grisly things, you know, that used to happen then. But drive away the evil spirits, and you have to be careful sometimes because it's also fertility, and you have to be careful of that.
But so if anyone's thinking of getting involved in Morris dancing, I mean, how do you sort of get involved with it?
Just come down and see us and when we're out, and we get your details, and then come to practice out of season. Or if you're a lady, because we're a men's side, come and see us anyway. We'll put you in touch with the local clog dancing side, which is men and ladies.
And it's really, really good that, you know, it's becoming inclusive and open to women as well as men now.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, at the end of the First World War, when lots of the men went off and fought, the women kept it going, to be quite honest, you know, and some of them got fairly good. But some of the guys say, oh, women can't do more risk, women can't do more. You want to see some of the women's sides that we see? They're really good, and also they're good fun.
And did it take long to sort of learn all the routines? I mean, how much sort of practice do you have to put in?
Depends on the individual, but I guess if you're a complete rookie, we've got a new guy that's started in the summer, started in the winter after Christmas, and he's out dancing. So he's been really keen, been about 3 months, and he's dancing pretty well. Takes a while to get into quite a lot of it, but, you know, the basic stuff you can do. And we welcome, really welcome new members. Come on, if people fancy it, don't stand back. Come forward and we'll be pleased to meet you.
And this is important as well, getting new blood in, getting new members, to keep it going, keep tradition alive. Yeah?
Absolutely, not me, but a lot of the members in the team are getting on a bit. So, you know, we welcome new people. And we've got some younger guys in the team at the moment, so it's all embracing.
Brilliant. And Surrey Day is coming up soon, so I wonder what for you, what's the best thing about this part of the world, this part of Surrey?
You will always just go up to London on St George's Day, and we will do next year because it'll be a weekday. But you come out here, you've got space, you've got greenery, and you've got people that want to join in as well. So we absolutely love doing it locally.